Blackstone Audio presents Catalina Eddy, A Novel in 3 Decades by Daniel Pine. This book is read by Keith Sarabica. For my mom and dad, who took me to the church of the Rockford Files, Harry O., and Peter Gunn. The Big Empty, June 1954. Chapter 1. This nuclear explosion was unlike anything anyone had ever seen before. Bigger than Fat Boy, more terrifying than Little Man. A dazzling flash of light, a bright, blooming, fast-growing, impossibly mushrooming, billowing monster of dust and debris. Larger and larger, rising. At first quaint on the horizon and simply surreal. And then, somehow, taking on the quality of death itself. The proportion of scale so out of whack, the dumb dawning understanding that what you are watching is a window into extinction, not the fucking apple and the fucking tree in the garden with the snake, but the thing that should never have happened, the doorway you didn't open. His angular face a shimmering transparent reflection with Hollywood Boulevard rippling behind it, the detective stares through plate glass at newsreel footage of the Castle Bravo nuclear test on Bikini Atoll, crisply wrought on a brand new Philco television. Broadcast, as a matter of fact, on half a dozen new mahogany Philco console televisions stacked like Cracker Box apartments in the Nicholson's Appliances sidewalk window display. The broadcaster's narration quavering gravely down from the sidewalk PA speaker. Empty sky. A pale, sparkling sea. Fingerlets of land in that water. Dark, insubstantial smears and a mythomorphic, multiform black-and-white Mark Rothko of a horizon. Or something.